Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Hum Finance. Now, with Hum Finance, you can spread the cost of purchases up to 30 grand when either buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. And their list of retail partners is absolutely huge across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and lots more besides. So examples of retail partners that they work with: B&Q, Harvey Norman, DID Electrical, Easy Living Interiors, and lots more. So say, for example, if you wanted to buy a lovely new suite of furniture and you just don't have all of the money right now, well, you can spread the payments over a period of time with the help of Hum Finance. It's really simple. You can get approval through their website and you can apply directly in store, and then you are humming. Did you get it? Shophum.com is the website address, and Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. And we thank them for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. M is the person who has contacted us about our conversation today, and I want you to have a listen to this. Please don't mention my full name, as I don't want my daughter identified. She's in a primary school in St. James's in Dublin 8. In case you don't know, that's the school where those poor children were deported from last week. The reason I'm contacting you is because, and she actually gives the name of one of the children, but we're not going to read it out, was good friends with one of the boys, and I don't want to name him. She palled with him for the last year, and she was so upset when this happened last week. She still isn't the same. She keeps asking why the bold men took this child away. She hasn't been the same since, and I don't know how to explain to an 8-year-old what happened. I am disgusted. It's inhumane what they have done to those children. Those children did nothing wrong. They were living here, involved in sport with my daughter and her friends. How do I explain to my 8-year-old how cruel this was? Please highlight this. And that is from a lady called M. Now, the story that M is referring to is the deportation last week of 35 people who were sent on a chartered flight back to Nigeria. They had failed in their bid for asylum here in Ireland and were issued with deportation orders after an appeal, and they could have voluntarily left the country, but they didn't. So all 35 were basically rounded up last week and popped on a plane to Nigeria. Now, the two kids that went to this particular school, that's St. James's Primary School, it's in Basin Lane in Dublin 8. The two kids were in second class and sixth class. They had a sister who was in secondary school, and their mum and dad all shipped off to Nigeria last week. So they are now back in their home country, having failed in their attempt to get asylum here in Ireland. Now, this lady, M, who contacted us, is upset on behalf of her daughter because one of the kids was a friend of her daughter. I want you to have a listen, just very briefly, to the words of the headmaster of St. James's Primary School. The principal is Kieran Cronin, and this is what he said about these children.
Two lovely boys, fully integrated into school life. They were part of the football team. They played the Cumann na Munster GAA tournament the last 2 years. Two really like popular boys, had loads of friends, and got on really well with everyone. And they're just such a huge loss to the school. Such a huge loss. Back in March 2022, we enrolled 32 children that were living in the Red Cow Hotel. And a lot of those children have been moved around the country to different accommodations and things like that. But we still have 14 children who are coming in together. They all come in on the Lewis down from the Red Cow Hotel, and they come to school. And on Wednesday morning, they all came to school completely distressed, upset, visibly shaken by what they had seen at the hotel in the morning. They had watched as the family were, their stuff was packed up out of their hotel rooms, and they were put onto a minibus to be taken away. And they came to school then to tell us that that's how we found out what was happening. We had been in touch with the mother for a long time, knowing that they were going through the deportation process, but we were trying to advocate on their behalf and, you know, put in character references to say how lovely the children are and how much we want to keep them here in the school and that. But on Wednesday morning when the children came in, we kind of knew, right, it's the end of the line for them, unfortunately.
Now, just a moment ago, you were listening to Kieran Cronin, who is the principal of St. James's Primary School, speaking very highly of those two kids in second class and sixth class.
Can we just do a yes-no to get a flavour from people? If you just WhatsApp us, because obviously for those of you listening to this podcast, it was recorded live, so there's people interacting with this podcast as we record it. We don't know what they're going to say, but I'd love just a yes no on WhatsApp. Do you agree? Just try and focus on the one thing, because people go off about all different things. Just focus on this one thing. Here's the question I'm asking you. Everybody focus on this one question. Was it inhumane to deport those children out of Ireland and back to Nigeria? Was it humane? If you believe it was, yes. If you believe it wasn't, no. Simple WhatsApp, 0858252626. Was it humane? Was it the humane thing to do?
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Adrian, welcome back. How's bobblehead sitting beside you?
It's great to be back.
I don't think I'm going to, I don't even know your opinion yet, but I don't think I'm going to agree with it. I believe it was inhumane, what happened. I think, well, first of all, they should have, the fact that the process takes so long that those kids were able to integrate in Ireland shows the system is too slow. Mm-hmm. But to send children back out of the country is wrong. It's wrong.
So what? If you have children, then you get to stay here in Ireland?
It's just wrong.
Jonathan, your opinion.
Adrian, well, look, I do feel bad for the kids. I do, because, you know, I do. But look, the parents have to take some responsibility in all this. They're laying down foundations when they have no foundation. They were in the process of being processed for asylum. It failed. What are we supposed to do? Are we just supposed to feel bad for everyone that comes into this country and leave everyone stay?
No, but I thought, and I'm not putting you into it, but I thought the anti-immigration lot, the far right, the anti-immigration gig, yeah? I'm not putting you in that category, but I thought their big deal, their big thing was that they didn't want dangerous, unvetted males in the country, okay? What?
It was Jim O'Callaghan that removed them.
No, I know all that, but I thought that the anti-immigration people, the people who go out marching all over Ireland, I thought their big problem was unvetted, military-age single men.
Now, how it started.
Oh, yeah, so we moved on. So we moved the goalposts now, because
the numbers have increased.
Okay, but these children.
No, the issue is illegal immigration. Okay, these people arrived into this state and claimed asylum. When their case was examined,
they went through the process. Yeah,
they went through the whole process.
They went through the process, and then it was found out they shouldn't have been. And my problem is that the plane was nearly empty when I left the country at the price of paying.
Okay, but these two primary, forgetting about the older child who's in secondary school, these two primary school children, let me ask this question now straight on. Did they pose any threat to the safety of this country?
No, of course they didn't.
But look, hold on a second, I'll stop. You've been talking all along, but I only have a minute or two. They went through the process, okay? They were found they weren't eligible to stay. Children leave schools all the time, Jeremy. They move counties, they move to a different part of the city, or they move home.
Not forcibly.
Why? No, who forced them? Nobody forced them. These people were
They weren't
picked up and put in the back of vans.
Yeah, they weren't dragged out of the Red Cow. They were put in
see, this is the problem, Jeremy. This is the problem, right? We have systems in place, and it's people like you, which are hyperbolic attitude towards it all. If you were in America and you decided to set up in the States 5 years ago when you shouldn't have been there, and I was come knocking at your door yesterday, and you and your two new kids are sent out of that country. Whose fault is that?
Okay, we're not talking about fault.
No, that's the question.
No, you can argue that it is the fault of the people who were here illegally.
It's your fault. You set up in a state you knew you weren't going to be in. If they came looking for you, you were the one set yourself up in that situation. So again, these people are here temporarily. Okay, they go to schools and they can do what they can. But they have to be aware that at the end of all this, they might not be eligible to stay. And that's just the reality that the situation that they're living in.
And Jeremy, the point about this is these families, when they failed in their appeal, their asylum appeal, were given the opportunity to leave voluntarily.
I completely
agree. They chose not to.
Well, nobody's going to do that. Common sense. In the same
result.
You know what the problem is for Ireland, Adrian? Then people now can go back to Nigeria, right? Get onto a plane today, head back to England, and go back to Ireland tomorrow and restart this whole process all over again. How broken our system is. That's how broken the system is. So it's the system that's working, Jeremy, now, and we're saying, oh, now it's working, it's terrible, oh, look at the optics of it all. What are we supposed to do?
Okay, you heard that school principal describe these kids as a huge loss to the school. They played GAA, they'd fully integrated into the school.
And he has loads of other children in that school he can concentrate on. He had loads of other children. They can get a bit of counselling, they can talk about it, express their feelings, get over it. Adrian, children's reality changes on a daily basis, changes all the time. Circumstances and situations change all the time. Do I feel bad for the kids? Of course I do. But their parents had a responsibility to prepare them for what might happen.
But my point is, all I've been hearing for the last couple of years, and I agree with it, that we shouldn't be letting single... All I see is the signs that always say single military age men unvetted. They're a danger to Ireland. Yeah. Our women are not safe. Our children are not safe.
So you're looking at Jeremy doing it again. You're trying to conflate the
things. No, I'm just trying to find out what the issue is with immigration.
We have a issue with immigration. As we keep on telling you this, it's not being operated properly. Now look at the unvetted male thing and the men. That's a massive, massive issue in this country. But what you're talking about today is the system working. You're complaining about the system that's working, and you're trying to conflate it with the far right. There's no far right now. There's anti-immigration protests because the immigration system is broken, Jeremy. Now, you can use the language you want all around and hyper up if you want to use this rhetoric language if you want to. Them protests are not about the migrants in the country. They're about the government doing their job properly.
Okay, so your point on this is, whilst you might have a little bit of sympathy for these young kids...
And even the parents that were sent out, I have sympathy for them too, Adrian. But again, they went through the system. What are we supposed to do? Just keep everyone in this country that comes in because we feel guilty about it until we're all fucking penniless and potless and haven't got a pot
to piss
in.
That is the bottom line. That is the bottom line. Do we feel sorry for absolutely everybody who rocks up to our doorstep? No.
No, but I think every situation has to be dealt with.
But their situation was dealt with. Whatever reason they presented to the authorities as their reason for seeking asylum here in Ireland failed.
Yeah, no. They
weren't able to prove that they were in danger in Nigeria or whatever.
Listen, Jeremy, this is the problem. You know what the problem is, right? That family was sent home and they might have been okay, stay here and raise the kids and all that. And then, did you see the video of the other fellow that came in pretending to be a gay lad from Nigeria that has a wife and two kids over in Nigeria?
Didn't see that, no.
Yeah, you know, so these are the people that shouldn't be in this country. And the videos are out there on Facebook and Twitter and all to see them. So these are the ones that they should be picking up first, no doubt. I mean, he's standing there lying. He came out because he was a gay bisexual man. And then transpires, he got a wife and two kids at home in Nigeria. Now it turns out he's working while he's claiming all the benefits off of this state. So yeah, it's unfair, but it's not unfair to the people getting deported, Jeremy. It's unfair to the likes of you and me that are working their bollocks off.
Know if this was a story of an Irish family living in America who'd set down their roots, their kids were in middle school or whatever, high school over there, and they were living there illegally, and the ICE came knocking on the door and said, you're going back to Kerry, I'm telling you now, there'd be outrage over it.
It's quite likely that a number of Irish people will be sent home, will be deported.
But they put themselves in that situation. Nobody's to blame for that situation but themselves. I've been having this argument for donkey's years about this thing in the States, and I've always maintained, if you were in the country that you shouldn't be in, and you have to look over your your shoulder. That's on you. Anything that comes knocking on your door to 10, 15, 20, 25 years time, you knew when you set up initially, you set up the wrong way. So if they deport you, that's on you. You are to blame for that. Nobody else but you.
Okay, I know you have to go, Jonathan. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085 825 2626. Joe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
Good, yourself, boys?
Not a bother, thanks, Joe. What did you want to say on this? Is it unfair?
When you're dealing with kids, listen, it's a touchy subject. No matter what country or what part of the world or deportation going on, or the family in Nigeria did what they could. But my sister was with a Nigerian guy for years when they started coming first to Ireland. And she's got two kids for the lovely kids, Andrew and Jordan. They're all 21 now. Like, how they were even treated years ago. My other nephew is 30, and his dad was South African. And I just don't feel like Ireland has changed at all when it comes to the color of his skin. As you said, if a family was on the paper, Sunday World tomorrow, that they got deported back from Boston after living there for 20 years, there'd be fucking uproar in Ireland. But when it's Nigerian or some national or foreigner, it's the same old fucking Irish politics. Race is bullshit. If it's not that color of a skin, it's the game. Okay,
let me ask you a question. So the lady who contacted us, one of her children was friends with one of the kids that was deported with their family last week. And she just believes that it is completely wrong to be upending the lives of young children who have integrated into school life, into the GAA. Are becoming little Irish people, and she just thinks it's completely wrong to be throwing them out of the country because they're only children. What do you think of that?
I totally agree with that lady. If you're not, the last guy says, if they jump on a plane, blah, blah, and they go to England and they come to Ireland and then they're back again, well, they're in at the centre or they're in some place, a living place, till their asylum's approved and stuff. But then the government goes ahead and puts them into schools, and you said GAA and everything else, integrates them in parts of society that welcomes them, and then turns their back on them. It's not the mother's fault or the kid's fault that they're getting deported today. It's the government's fault for how they're handling it. And if you ask me, it's like a Donald Trump situation going on now in Ireland. Like the allegations of the one before yesterday of the guy, and they're down smashing windows. Like, I hate to even say I'm Irish right now. And that's honest. I'm living over here 17 years in Toronto, and I hate to even say I'm Irish, because we're the most racist fucking culture still to this day at home. And I know everyone's not, but there's still a majority of people at home that wish there were just a bunch of white people living at home the whole time. And then a woman gets deported with her kid from a school. It's totally wrong. And then we have short memories. You just have to go over to Boston. You just have to go over to Queensland, over in Australia. Go over and see how many illegal people are working there for many years, generations working there, still illegal, still can't come home to Ireland ever. But till you go over to another country, and until you see how it is to be a foreigner in another country, like the English or the Irish in England years ago, no different. And now the Irish in America and the Irish in Toronto. There's thousands but there's thousands in Toronto that are just working in construction sites illegally. But they can come home and back and forth now and again with the laws of Canada, but in the States they can't do it.
They can't do it. Okay.
So it's not okay. But it's not okay for a woman to put herself in a system back in Ireland with her kid, acknowledged by the government that she's asylum, and then the government says, hey, okay, we'll get you here, we'll put you in a school here, we'll put the kid in a school here for you, and we'll get him integrated in society, as you said.
You look at this throwing children out of the country as an embarrassment as an Irish man living abroad. You're embarrassed.
Unbelievably sick to the gut. Okay. I'm sick to the gut. And anybody that comes on the show today and tells me that it's right to send them off, you know what? They've never fucking left the country in their life. That's the problem. Right. Until you're living in the country.
Okay, but stay there for a second if you can, please, Joe, because Darren... do you want to respond to what Joe's saying there?
Where do I start, Adrian?
You start wherever you want to start, Darren.
let me just ask. Well, number one, this man is not even in this country, so yeah. Why is he just shouting on? He hasn't a fucking clue what's going on in this country.
He's an Irishman. No, he does. He's well.
Yeah,
clued in.
There you go again.
He hasn't been here in 17 years. I'm racist. What did I say there that was racist? Are you for real? Let me ask you a question.
He's not even in the country.
If a person comes into a country illegally and they get deported, what's so racist about that? Well,
what's so racist about that? Listen, I listened to your spew, Darren, for the last weeks and weeks on this show every fucking... I don't even go on every day.
Answer the question.
What's that?
Answer the question, because he can't answer it. What's racist about someone who comes into the country illegally and gets deported? What's racist about that?
Well, they didn't come in a container and hide around Dublin or wherever the fuck they're living. The government knows where they are, where they're living, and put their kids into
you
school.
Get off the radio, will you? You're having a clue, lad. Get off the radio.
How is that illegal?
They come into the country with no documents. How is it not illegal? You're not even living here. You haven't a clue what's going on here, do you?
You've never left the country by the sound of anyone.
You're stuck for words.
Darren, have you ever lived abroad?
I've never lived abroad, no, but I've been abroad, obviously.
I'd say you still live with your mammy.
What's that to do with anything? You can't answer the simple question.
His argument is, I asked him a simple question. Us Irish should be more compassionate towards people because we have invaded half the planet. We went over to work.
These people are not coming over to work. And it's all in the government's fault.
How do you know? Hey, Darren, I can't listen to you. Will you just shut
that hole in your face, will you?
How do you know they're not working? What are you not living here, so
you don't know. You're not living here. You don't know what's going on. But answer the question I asked you, will you? Can you not answer that simple question?
How many illegals are over here in this country?
We are not talking about illegals in Australia.
You're saying they're not working. How do you know that none of them are working over at home when the government gets asylum? How do you know they're not working?
How do you know they are?
Okay, we're scared.
Darren, let
me go back to the point. You heard...
Adrian, if your man there is your best counter-argument, then that's fairly pathetic, to be honest. You're not even living over here.
Let me go back to the point that the school principal made, and that was that these kids are a huge loss to the school. They were integrated in the school. They were playing GAA. They were great students, and the school... Even spoke up on their behalf, and they were still thrown out of the country.
That's their parents' fault and the government.
Is there not something?
You can have a bit of compassion for the kids, but it isn't the kids' fault. It's the government and the parents. If you come into this country illegally and you get deported, I don't understand your man's, like, he can't even answer that simple question. And back in 2003 or 2004, was it, we had a referendum to, remember when all the Nigerians were coming over pregnant and having their babies straight away so they can get citizenship? We got rid of all that. And why was that? Why did we get rid of that? Let me answer that, Jeremy.
Okay, so you have a bit of sympathy.
Having babies on purpose.
No, I know that, but that was done away with years ago. We had a referendum 20 years ago.
Jeremy said that if you have kids, you should be deported.
That's not what I said. What I said is, if you're at a stage where your children have integrated, where they have friends, okay, one of that child.
One of the children, the child
of the mother who contacted us, M, who lives in Kilmainham, her daughter...
You still haven't answered the question.
But you listen to me. Her daughter is beside herself. She is so upset for the last week, crying because one of her friends was sent back out of the country. And I'm saying...
Would she be crying, Jeremy, if her friend moved down to Galway for a better life? Would she be crying and moaning to a radio station then, would she?
Well, you can get a bus down to Galway in an hour and a half. You can't get an hour and a half bus to Lagos. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make, Darren, is I agree that we need to get rid of unvetted people who are...
That's racist, yeah. That's racist. That's very racist, you say.
Who have failed their asylum process. But I think we need to look at... each case individually, and I think that they're going for the easy target here. And I think a family...
How is that an easy target? This is a family that were in the asylum process and went through the whole process, then they appealed and they failed on their appeal. The grounds on which they sought asylum in Ireland were not valid. Yeah,
and lads, Jeremy.
Yeah.
There's a fairly good chance that they could easily just come back into the country next week.
Oh, yep, you lose your fucking
mind.
They
won't be stopped.
You lose your fucking mind over Darren if they do come back.
They won't be stopped. And Jeremy, let me...
Let me say something. The difference between you and me, Darren, is I don't take glee in children being deported. You appear to do take glee. You seem to be jumping...
Who said I'm taking glee, Jeremy? I said that I have compassion, but it's not their fault.
You're doing a little jump up and down saying, oh, isn't it great that they were deported? I don't see it the same way. I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong.
So basically, then, Jeremy, any family who are in this country who failed their asylum process but they have children, they should be allowed to stay, shouldn't they?
No, I'm saying like with anything, like with a court case, when someone's up for charges on something, they get references from people. That family, from what I believe...
Yeah, well, so you're not answering the question, Jeremy. Do you think they should stay?
I'm actually answering the question. If you actually listen to me, they got references from people.
You're humming and hawing about it.
You heard... The principal spoke up for them. This woman, M, in Cumainham, very good friends. Her child was very good friends at one of them. So they had good character references. And I'm saying, like with a court case, like anything, you take these things into account. And I think they are going after... As I said, Darren, you're the one that doesn't want the unvetted, unmarried military-age men here.
Who's talking about unmarried?
Well, whatever.
Jeremy, I am working around all these foreign people for the last 15 years.
What do you mean all these foreign people? What do you mean all these?
In my job, it's 80% foreign custom. So the way you're talking to me there, saying that I'm a racist, if I was a proper racist, I wouldn't work where I work.
Well, hang on a second, I didn't call you racist once, did I?
You're pointing me in that direction.
Okay, the bottom line is, Darren, what you're really saying is you failed your asylum bid. Tough, you got sent home. Sorry for your trouble.
That's life, yeah.
Okay. Stay with me for a minute. I want to bring in more of your opinions on this. Jess has been in touch.
Won't be able to come on, lads, but look, mum and dad came through the wrong channels. They have to face the consequences. And like, look, you knew it was going to happen someday. I mean, look, kids move schools, they move areas all the time. It's not that dramatic or traumatic, to be honest, but... Yeah, look, consequences have to be faced. If they didn't come to the right channels, what, we just give them a free pass because the kids, and then it opens the floodgates for worse things to happen? No, sorry. Like, should have came through the right ways.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626, like Emma just did.
I just feel like if we bend the rules for one family, then we'll have to for every other family. Like, we couldn't just send the parents back and leave the kids here. So obviously the kids had to go with them. It's so sad that the kids have been dragged into this, but it's the parents' fault at the end of the day. They came here, they didn't pass the process. So, like, what do we go? Oh, well, they have kids. It's fine. Let them stay. You know what I mean? Like... Unfortunately, it's the law. It's what, like, people want. They want them to come here, and if they pass the process and get citizenship, whatever, happy days, they can stay. But they didn't pass. So, unfortunately, that's what they signed up for when they came here. There was always that risk.
Thanks very much indeed for your message, Emma. Let me go to John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good, thanks, John. You've heard Joe, who lives in Toronto, saying he's embarrassed to be Irish when he hears of young, well-integrated children being thrown out of the country. What do you want to say on this?
Sure, Joe's hardly Irish if he's living in Canada the last 17 years.
He's hardly Irish?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
God.
If a Nigerian moves here for 2 years, they're more Irish than the Irish themselves. So Joe's Canadian now, isn't he?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm all Canadian. I'm not Irish anymore. Sorry about that.
Yeah. That's how it works, isn't it? You're probably playing curling and ice hockey over there. That probably makes you Irish eat maple syrup. We had these sob stories about the lads played they were leering in Irish. So they're here legally. Ow.
So no sympathy at all.
Zero. These flights need to be on daily and they need to be full. We had a referendum. The Irish people said no. Justice is blind. You break the law, you face the consequences.
Ow. Okay, but, and do you have no sympathy at all to young kids?
They'll grow up in their home country. They'll learn their home culture. They'll grow up with Nigerian friends.
But they had Irish friends. They were integrated in the school. They were doing well.
They'll make friends in Nigeria. Kids are adaptable.
God, you really have no heart, have you?
Yeah, whatever about your feeling on immigration, John, which is fair enough. We all feel the same way. Like, we can't have an open border policy. But when it comes to children, you're talking about children, for God's sake. And again, the almost glee in your voice that children were deported, that says a lot. That really does, if you're taking pleasure in the fact that kids... Can you imagine the trauma of those kids... being literally put on the plate. They don't know. They're primary school kids, same age as my kids.
They're very adaptable kids.
Oh, okay.
How many kids are, like, parents are open six from Ireland because it's unaffordable? You can't rent somewhere, moving to Australia, moving to America. But the High Court put a block on that. Well, say, no, you can't take them away from their school and their friends.
Well, people have been saying, it's the same as moving to Galway now. These people obviously don't know.
Irish people aren't moving to Galway because it's too expensive in the whole country.
Nigeria, from Dublin to Nigeria, is a bit of a culture shock, John. It's a bit of a change.
So is Dublin to Sydney.
No, it's
Dublin
not.
Dublin to Connecticut.
So you're comparing Lagos to Sydney. Is that what you're comparing?
Have you been to Lagos?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, of course you have. Yeah, I believe that.
Well, I've been there for 2 weeks working.
Okay. And?
It's a lot busier than Dublin, but it's by no means, there is the really, really poor areas, but it's highly affluent as well in other areas. That's actually racism from you, Adrian, or Jeremy, sorry.
So what's racism?
It's Lagos. It's Lagos, so it must be horrible.
No, I just said it's not comparable to Dublin.
Why is it not comparable?
Oh, so if you're going to play City Bookers, John.
The bottom line is, John, you have zero sympathy for these kids from this school.
No, we need to ramp it up.
You want more of them thrown out?
More daily flights and full flights. And not just Nigeria, to Georgia, get Romas. We should follow the EU law. EU law says...
Well, John, a lot of Roma are EU citizens, so...
Did you hear me just saying EU law? I'm clarifying that point for you there, Jeremy, if you want to hold on.
Yeah.
EU law states that if you cannot either contribute to society or support yourself and your family, we can deport you after 3 months. Any EU country can do that to any EU citizen. We need to start doing that. We don't have the houses. We don't have the resources. We need to start looking after Ireland and the Irish and not be worried about looking after the rest of the world.
Okay, so do you think that these two children that were deported from this school, do you think that they were taking up places in that school that should have been kept for Irish kids? Is that what's annoying?
I have no idea.
No, but is that an issue?
No, but I'm sure they had to be housed somewhere. I'm sure they're taking up GP spaces, dental spaces, hospital spaces.
And you don't see these kids, these kids from second class and sixth class, you don't see the potential for these kids to contribute to Irish society in the years ahead with the education that they're getting, no?
But why shouldn't they contribute to their own country? It's a very colonial mindset to say they should contribute here and not to where they're from.
Well, no, a six-year-old, that one of the children was 6 years of age, is that correct? They don't know.
Yeah, if he grows up to be a doctor, why should he be a doctor in Ireland, not Nigeria? Why should Nigeria be at a loss of a doctor for Ireland?
Okay, stay there for a second, John. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Islad.
Now, Vanessa, you've heard John. He has zero sympathy for these kids and these families. He wants to see more of them basically rounded up and thrown out.
John is just an absolute moron who doesn't understand how society works.
Society works through laws.
Okay. First of all, I am not against immigration law. I'm really not. So before anyone suggests that I'm not against immigration law. I do think that if you are in a country for half your life and all you know is that education system and those friends that you've always had, and then all of a sudden, in a morning, forced to clear your room, dragged onto a plane and thrown out of the only country that you ever actually knew, that is cruel.
Bad parenting.
That is cruel.
That's bad parenting is what
no,
it is.
Whether it's bad parenting on behalf of the parents, it's also cruelty on behalf of the state because it was unnecessary, the way in which it was done.
Why? What other way? What other way, Vanessa, could it be done? This family, which includes three children, this family failed in their bid to gain asylum here in Ireland. They failed. They appealed and they failed on their appeal. So they don't qualify to stay in Ireland. So therefore, they were given a deportation order. Now, what other way, if they don't voluntarily leave the state, what other way is there of doing it than literally rounding them up?
The other way is what other EU countries do. You are given a social worker when you're given your deportation order to the time you're given your deportation flight number. You get a person in charge of your case to explain to you and your family exactly what's going to happen in the countdown to you being forcibly evicted. And that way the children understand what's going on, that they're not actually woken up one day, told to pack up and dragged to an airport. And they also have time to explain to their friends and family in the wider community exactly what's happening. So what's actually going to happen here is the children, like from the parents that contacted you initially, they're going to see this. And the bad men came in the morning to take my friend away. They're not going to see that this is an official doing their job and keeping me safe. They are going to say, the system is not safe for me and my friends. That's what's going to happen. You're actually sowing seeds of doubt in the establishment within the children that's left behind.
Okay, so let me ask you this then, Vanessa. Do you believe that if a family fails in their bid to stay in Ireland, are issued with a deportation order, if that family happens to have children in school, should they be left alone?
With compassion. It should be handled over the space of weeks or months with someone dedicated that understands family deportations.
Okay, so
and that they should be working with the family instead of leaving them until the day that they are supposed to be evicted and ripping them out of their home.
No, but Vanessa, this family and these families that were deported last week would have known for quite some time that they were the subject.
The parents would have known, not necessarily the children. That's why I'm saying you have to have family.
That goes back to what John said, bad parenting.
But it's also to do with compassionate on behalf of the state.
Okay, John.
The state just left them.
John, the state needs to be more compassionate when it comes to deporting children.
The state's been compassionate for the last 20 years, and look at the mess it's got us into. Giving them a date that they're going to be forced to be removed just gives them time to abscond. They'd be up in Northern Ireland for the day and then back down with a new name and a new sob story trying to get asylum through that.
Well, Lucy, here's the other problem that you seem to be having. You're conflating the idea of undocumented immigrants to asylum seekers. Do you understand that a lot of asylum seekers have folders that they bring with them as the extent of the abuse that they suffered in their home country in trying to explain to the Irish government why they need asylum in the first place?
Yeah,
not every asylum seeker is undocumented. Of course.
They are undocumented. I said, but if they leave the jurisdiction of the Republic of Ireland up to Northern Ireland, there's nothing we can do. They won't be deported. So we're just shuffling the problem up to north. Ireland and the UK should work together to get rid of all these people.
I'm not saying don't deport them. What I'm saying is there has to be a more compassionate approach to how to deal with children in that scenario.
Okay, so deport them with a cuddle. That's really what you're saying.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying deport them while not...
five people, but give him a week to explain to his children why he has to go to jail.
What? You're talking about thousands upon thousands of asylum seekers. Not every single one of them is violent. What I'm saying is,
if you're going to put someone away or send someone away, you don't give them a chance to run away before you can do it.
Okay, so is an 8-year-old violent? Is an 8-year-old committing murders? Why should an 8-year-old wake up one day, be accosted by grown men in big suits and dragged to an airport, not understanding what's happening? This is the only home they've ever known. And thrown onto an airplane. Okay, yeah, but the problem is, when the state takes on an asylum claim, they take responsibility for that family in the process of the claim being fulfilled.
Yeah, and then it's not our problem once they land.
By refusing to engage with the children in that scenario, And by leaving it just to the parents...
It would be illegal for a state body to engage with children without the parents' consent.
Yes, but they're under asylum. So you give them a caseworker and you explain to the parents and the children at the same time, this is why you have a caseworker.
And what if the parents
pretty much every other EU country does in this situation.
What if parents say, no, I don't want someone from a state body talking to my children?
It's part of the rules of asylum.
Not deport them.
It's part of the rules of asylum.
But we've ruled under asylum. They don't qualify out. Not our problem.
They applied for asylum. Hang on.
Nigeria.
Okay, let's take a step back. They applied for asylum for their case to be processed as asylum seekers. Yeah. In order to go through that process, you need to agree to certain things that the Irish government will do, i.e. background checks, i.e. talk to your family, talk to the community around you in the process of your asylum being processed. That is the rule.
Deportation needs to be done in a more compassionate way. And without that, you think it's very harsh on young children being thrown out of the country.
I also think it's undermining their own authority in years to come with the children that are left behind. But I will say this, what has to be done, first and foremost, is there has to be more of an injection into the asylum process for more investigators to be processing the asylum claims so they're not left 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 years before the claim has been processed. That is outrageous in itself.
Stay there for a second, Vanessa. Let me bring in Amanda.
Hi guys, I think you're trying to find a race issue when in reality it's people are saying it's the law. Those people in America, the Irish people that are in America and Canada who are there illegally, they should be sent back to Ireland. Of course they should. They're in another country illegally. They're breaking the law. The same way people in Ireland who are here illegally, or even once again you apply for a visa, you get declined, you get sent back home. That's the law. I'm not too sure what the issue is with that. It's not about race, colour or creed. It's about the law, you know?
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lads. Thanks for having me on.
No bother, Martin. What did you want to say on this?
I just want to say that Vanessa woman that was on there, Joe, a bit too softy approach. Talking about getting a social worker and all this case manager, that's another waste of taxpayers' money. They just need to be rounded up and booted out. And it's the parents' fault, not the kids. Obviously, you got to feel sorry for the kids that are being ripped from what their home is. But it's the parents' fault, not theirs. But I've
when you say the parents' fault for bringing them here in the first place, the parents' fault for not explaining we're about to be thrown out of the country, what?
A mixture of both, I suppose, if you want to hold it down to, like, they would have known this day was coming for a long time. As soon as they were told that they haven't been successful in their appeal, they should have been, listen, kids, there's a chance we're going back home. And that's it. Do you know, tough shit. If you don't meet the criteria, then get out to fuck. Okay, and there should be more with them.
There you are, Vanessa. Get out to fuck. There should be more with them.
So his argument is we should round them up like cattle and force them onto a barge.
100%,
well done.
That's how
let's
they got
treat
here.
Them. Let's treat them. Let's forget that they're human beings for a minute, and let's throw all of their human rights out the window. Yeah, let's forget 100%. That if we were in their situation, we would do the best for our children as well, and just throw them out of the country. You can't
do
that.
The best thing for their children would be to come in a legal way, not an illegal way.
You don't understand the asylum process. They did come in a legal way.
How do you know that? How do you know they didn't land with no passports? Do you know the ins and outs of the case? Because you know as much as I do about it.
Because they failed their asylum process, which meant that they had all their documentation. The documentation was analysed. They were they failed the process. That's
exactly
how I know.
That's
a great way of knowing. Yeah, but there's ways of doing that where you're not completely heartless. and you don't devoid them of all, strip them of all their human rights. There's ways and means of doing it without stripping them from their human rights.
Tough shit. If you're here illegally and you're told you have to go, you have to go.
But they're not here illegally.
If you bring your kids here, tough fucking shit. Good luck. There should be a hell of a lot more with them. They're fucking draining the fucking money out of the taxpayer. They're taking away places and schools, doctors and housing off Irish people. And I'm not just saying people who've been here years paying taxes as well from Eastern Europe.
You're saying that they're draining the system. Here's an idea. Let asylum seekers work. There you go.
They wouldn't.
Then they're contributing to society. Yes, they would. That's why they're here. To get a job, to have a better life for their children than what they would get in Nigeria. Actually, speak to the Nigerian communities of Ireland. Hang on. Speak to the Nigerian communities of Ireland. Most of them do what we used to do as a people. They go to Ireland, they go to the EU, they work, and they send money home to their family so they can live.
Okay,
yeah, if Vanessa, do that legally, that's no problem.
Okay, and Vanessa, the fact of the matter is...
That's why they got fucked out.
That's what I was about to say. I wasn't going to use those words, but the fact of the matter is they applied for asylum here in Ireland. After an investigation, a thorough investigation, it was found that the grounds on which they were seeking asylum were not valid, and they were therefore issued with a deportation order. Now, I don't know what coat of paint you can put on that, because according to the Minister for Justice, all of the families that were deported last week had the opportunity to leave voluntarily and none of them did. So the only other option...
Dragging their heels.
Yes, exactly, dragging their heels. The only other option then, Vanessa, is to literally round them up.
But hang on, let me step in there for a sec. Nobody's going to leave voluntarily. Do you think, Martin, that any of the illegal Irish living in America would leave voluntarily? If Trump turned around today and said, I want all the Irish gone from America, all the illegal Irish, do you think they'd all queue up at JFK Airport and hop on the plane? They wouldn't. They're
no,
shite.
But they probably should.
But they wouldn't. So nobody is going to.
But if you have a caseworker working with that family, explaining what happens now, and you explain it to the children that they are going back to Nigeria in 2-3 weeks, and the countdown is on, you're not.
It's also Vanessa,
the state when the state has taken responsibility for those children.
Vanessa, I have to say, I don't normally agree with Martin on things, but I agree with him on this one. That is the job of the parents, to explain to their children that, look, we wanted to stay here in Ireland, but we're not allowed, and they're going to ask us to leave. That's the job of the parents to do that, not the state.
But when, as a state, you have taken the responsibility for that family, including those children, by accepting processing their claim,
We shouldn't be held responsible for people who come here illegally.
But you don't know that.
Sorry, can I just pull you up on one thing there? You're saying the Nigerian community do what we did. Yeah. We come here legally. 90% of people out here in the country don't care what colour you are, where you come from. If you come here legally and pay taxes, but there's got to be some underlying issue why they were deported.
The underlying issue is they possibly, now this is me just speculating, they arrived at the Irish border and said, I'm being persecuted in Nigeria. If you send me back, my life is in danger, or my family's life is in danger, or whatever. And when investigated, it was found that was not a sufficient reason to be granted asylum. That's basically it. I've been asked to play two messages. One is for you, Vanessa. I want you to have a listen, please, to this from Sarah.
Well, I'm sure they wouldn't be dragged on a plane. I'm sure that they'd be fed and well looked after. They're the rules of the country. It just didn't work out for them. Friends come and go. Don't realise when you're that young, like, you don't end up with the same. Well, maybe one or two might carry on, but everyone all just goes in different directions, or to different schools, or different friends. So that's just the way it is. So it's sad, but they weren't dragged on a plane. Now, come on, Yuan's a bit, you know, over the top there.
Okay, your one's a bit over the top there. That's you, Vanessa. Do you want to respond to that?
Okay, so what happens in these cases is the customs will go in, what happened here is that the Irish representatives went in, told them to pack their things, waited at the foot of the room while they packed their things, escorted them into a car. I don't know if it was a police cruiser or a bus, but they escorted them into a vehicle, brought them straight to the tarmac of the plane, and put them on the plane.
And your point is?
Where is the process for that? Where's the explanation for the children?
Well, the argument from the Justice Minister is they could have done that whole process themselves. They could have voluntarily hopped on the bus and gone to Dublin Airport and got a flight out of Ireland, but they chose not to. So the only other option then is to literally round them up. And
the big question for that is where are the resources coming from for an asylum seeker who is not allowed to work, who has a family, to actually get their family to the airport and onto a flight by themselves? That's a whole other conversation that's being had at the moment.
And by the way, Vanessa,
I'm not opposing them being escorted out of the country. I think there is a better way of doing it without causing trauma to these children.
And just as regards work, Vanessa, asylum seekers in this state are allowed to work. They are allowed to work.
Oh, they've changed that. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, let me just squeeze in a couple more messages before we wrap this up. This is, I'm not actually sure who this is.
What's the story, lads? Look, we all know we have problems with immigration. To be fair, people did come in through the asylum process. It didn't work out. And unfortunately, they sent home. And you had kids. And it's horrible for the kids. But whatever you think about the parents, whatever you think about the state, whatever you think about immigration, can we at least not just have some compassion for children? I'm not saying let them stay. I'm not saying amnesties. But can we not just have compassion for kids? Like, have we really become that bad as a society where we can't even say, even though they can stay, we don't feel bad for children? Like, I've seen stuff, and not even online, like in real life, people saying, oh, fuck them, they're only, you know, whatever, send them all fucking home. About children as well. Have we really become that morally bereft as a society?
Okay, Martin, I want to put that to you. Have we become that morally bereft as a society that we can't have compassion for children? That's what this conversation is.
I'm sure people do have compassion for the children. I'm sure it's frightening for them. But again, not our problem. If their parents are here illegally and brought them with them, they have to go with them. It's the law. No, it's black and white.
Okay,
as simple as that.
Okay, Nigel. Sounds like Nigel Farage. It's the sort of shit that Nigel Farage would say. No offense.
But it's the truth, like.
Did you vote for Brexit? Did you? I bet you did. Did you?
I can't vote in the UK, so.
Oh, how come?
I'm not registered to vote. Okay. How come?
Yeah.
Well, I moved here when I was 13, so I never worked in England. Do you know, I have a national insurance number. I never used it. Eligible to vote.
Would you have voted for Brexit?
Welsh. She's not English. You're Welsh, aren't you?
No, not Welsh, no.
Oh, sounds like you have a Welsh accent. Where are you from? What part of the world are you from?
Nottingham, but I live in the west of Ireland for the last 25 years.
Now, was Nottingham not a big Brexit part of the UK? I think it was, wasn't it?
I'm not 100% sure, but like a lot of people peddle lies.
Would you have voted for Brexit if you had?
But like a lot of people, in hindsight,
yeah,
I wouldn't have voted for it because there was a lot of lies peddled, especially around the NHS.
Well, I'll give you a laugh.
Million are going to be saved, and then Nigel Farage wants to go and privatise it.
Well, I'll give you a laugh, Martin. Last year, coming back from holidays, we were in the airport in Fuerteventura, everybody queuing up. And there was the EU passport queue.
That's in every airport in Europe.
Yeah, I know. We were in the EU passport queue and it was flying through. And the Spanish police were like, have a nice trip back to Ireland. Bye-bye.
And the Brits,
The Brits were all there in the swelter and heat and the kids crying and all that. And my young fella turns around and he doesn't know anything about Brexit. But I explained to him, he says, Daddy, why are those people all sweaty and angry? And I said, well, blame Nigel Farage. And my young fella goes around and he's going up to get his passport stamped. And he gets his passport stamped. He turns around to all the Brits in the queue goes, ha ha! They were disgusted.
Well, I don't have that problem. I have an Irish passport.
Good man. Thanks, Martin. Thanks for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and we will catch you on the next one.